I keep thinking about Isabel and her car accident, and it's making me scared. I can't even sleep.
That's a lot of worry to carry on your own. Why not let God carry that burden for you? Are you constantly worried about the future? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you're worried about the future, like if you'll get hurt or if someone you love might get sick, remember this: you can't control everything that's going to happen, but you can control how you deal with your worry. Don't forget, God is in control no matter what, and He also wants to help you carry the burden you have. It will be a big load off of your shoulders, so take the advice found in 1 Peter 5:7. It says, "Give all your worries to God because He cares for you." Our story is called Give It to God.
"Mom, I'm scared," Presley whispered in the middle of the night. "I can't sleep. I keep thinking about Isabel and her car accident. What does intensive care unit mean?"
Mom offered her a much-needed hug. "Presley, have you not been able to sleep because of this? It's scary, isn't it? Intensive care unit means she's getting extra care at the hospital right now."
"I woke up wondering if I'll ever see Isabel again," Presley said. "I would miss her so much."
Presley's mom went to the kitchen and came back with 2 glasses of milk. "I know this is really hard. I've been praying for Isabel and her family ever since Pastor Jim called. The doctors are doing all they can, but it's possible she may not survive."
Tears welled up in Presley's eyes. "How could God let this happen?"
Mom shook her head. "Some things we just don't know. The best thing we can do is trust God."
"But how?" asked Presley. "I just get a sick feeling in my stomach whenever I think about it."
"Here," Mom picked up a stack of textbooks Presley brought home from school that day. "Hold these in your arms. How would you like to carry these books for days, weeks, months, or even years?"
Presley felt the weight of the books sink into her arms. "I'd get tired of carrying them. They're heavy."
"Don't you think worry is the same way? We can choose to carry our fear and worry, but we get tired of carrying it because it's so heavy. Or we can let God carry it for us, knowing He loves us so much that He sent His own Son Jesus to set us free from sin and make us His children." As she said this, she took the books from Presley, relieving her of the heavy weight.
"See, how does that feel?"
"Much better," Presley replied with a small smile. "I guess I need to trust God to carry my worry about Isabel for me."
"We'll pray together," said Mom, as she tucked Presley back under the covers.
"And then you get some sleep. Maybe we'll be able to go visit Isabel in the hospital tomorrow."
Well, how about you? Do you ever get scared or worried about bad things that could happen? God knows that worry is a heavy burden that's too hard to carry by yourself. That's why He tells us to give our worries and fears to Him. So pray and give your worries to God. Remember, He loves you and is more than happy to carry them for you. Our key verse is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you.
And our key thought: give your worries to God. When you read the Bible yourself, you might come across something that you don't understand and you want a little help figuring it out. I'd love to be there for you and help you answer your questions. All you've got to do is get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkid.org/heyzach to let me know what you're trying to figure out. Your question could be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Again, send me your questions at keysforkids.org/heyzach. I would love to help you out. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. Do me a favor, share Keys for Kids with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.